This week, I want you to pay close attention to when resentment comes up, because I'm telling you, it will surface, it will come up. We've opened up this layer, so it's going to come up for you. I want you to take a beautiful, sensual breath and respond in a new way. Instead of allowing yourself to feel resentful, step into a place of power and choose a different pattern. Choose a different reaction. It's really important for you to isolate how it is you typically respond to resentment so you know when it's coming up. Is it silent? Is it curt? Is it angry? Is it sarcastic? Is it mean? Sometimes people get very, give a lot of one-liners, just being very short with someone when they're in a space of resentment. So first, identify how you react when you're resentful. Then I want you to start taking your power back and set some healthy boundaries. When I'm talking about healthy boundaries, I'm talking about you saying no when you mean no, and you allowing yourself to react in a way that serves you. So whatever situations in your life that you're resentful about, take a look at them this week. Maybe it's something that your husband does when it comes to the laundry or the dishes or the household or the business. Maybe it's something that your children do that gets underneath your skin. What ability do you have to respond to that in a brand new way? I had a client one time that told me she was really, really resentful because her son, and I don't remember at the age, I think he was maybe 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that range. Her son was always keeping the family late in the morning. She had to get him up for school, but they had to, right? Be aware of the had to. She told me, I have to get him up for school. And then he comes down and we've already eaten breakfast, and then I have to make him breakfast, and then I have to take him to school because he's missed the school bus, these kind of things. Have to, have to, have to, have to. No, you don't. Once she started to breathe into, no, I don't, because resentment is directly correlated to obligation. Whenever, I hate obligations, oh, my mind, my body can just, ugh, I feel it. Whenever we are telling ourselves we have to do something, that we have an obligation to something, it makes us want to run. And we get resentful and dig our heels in because it's our way of responding. So when I did this exercise with this woman, and we went through what were four or five things that she could do instead, one was not get him up. Let him actually go to school late and let him get the consequence from his teachers that were, I slept in. I didn't get up on time. And she could stop making him breakfast and stop giving him special treatment. And the freedom for her as a mother and as a woman, and she's a very powerful businesswoman, right? Very, very powerful businesswoman. And this was something that was causing her a lot of resentment and a lot of stress. When she felt into, oh my goodness, I don't have to do that. I can let him start taking responsibility and me stop taking the responsibility for him, she had a brand new relationship with herself and with her son, and everything shifted in the family because she set some healthy boundaries and said, you know what, I'm not going to feel resentful, and I'm not going to get you up anymore in the morning. So this is the thing. When we're talking, I'll share this with you. When we're talking about boundaries, the number one thing to remember is that you need to set a boundary that you have control over. You cannot set a boundary for someone else to adhere to. So you cannot say, if you don't do this, then you have to do this. Okay? That's putting the power in someone else's hands. So if you don't do the dishes, you have to do them next week, for an example. That you're giving the power to that person, and it doesn't work. So a healthy boundary is, if you don't do the dishes, then I'm not making dinner tomorrow. Okay? And it always has to come from a space of love. It always has to come, from a space of self-service that says, you know what? I love myself enough to know that I'm feeling resentful. And if I'm not getting the help that I feel that I need, that I'm not going to be doing something that's going to cause more resentment. So it does come, doesn't come from a space of ultimatum or threat. It really comes from a space of self-love and self-compassion. So in the example I was just sharing you with the woman that decided, you know what, I cannot be getting my 10, 11, 12-year-old son up anymore in the morning. It's causing a lot of resentment for me. So she said, you know what, he's going to have to get himself up. But instead of not saying anything to him, she had a beautiful conversation with her son, and she said, look, mommy's feeling really yucky and feeling really angry inside when I have to get you up in the morning. It doesn't feel good to me. And I'm realizing that I don't have to get you up, that you're a really big boy and I trust you and that you can get yourself up. And what I'm going to let you know is we're starting this tomorrow. And if you don't get up on time, you're going to end up missing the school bus and going in late to school. When you do get up, and now this takes some time and some commitment from us as mothers from time to time, right? When you do get up, I will take you to school or so-and-so will take you to school. You're going to go in late. You are going, okay? You're not missing the day home from school just because you decided, right? You don't get a treat for this. You are going, and you will go in late, and I will write a note that says, so-and-so, my son got up late today because he wanted to sleep in or because he didn't want to set his alarm or because he didn't have, and, you know, after 3 days of this, the son was very, very clear that this wasn't feeling good to him, and she actually gifted him the opportunity to step up and start taking responsibility for his own life so that he could recognize that he had the ability to respond in a way that pleased him, okay? So I'm giving you that example because as you start to step into a more powerful place in your life as a woman and you start setting healthy boundaries, you do want to give the other person the opportunity to respond in a way. That doesn't mean that they have to, right? The consequence is there, whatever that may be. More importantly, you need to set the boundary in a way that you can adhere to it, okay? So we're talking about two different pieces. Allowing yourself to start setting healthy boundaries in your life in a way that pleases you so that you stop doing the things that you don't want to be doing. And looking particularly at a situation in your life that's causing already a lot of resentment and allowing yourself to take it through the process that we talked about today, going over, picking four or five things that you could do instead, and then choosing one that feels liberating and freeing, and then allowing yourself to do it, to take action, to implement it. You will feel the resentment lift immediately. This is such a strong layer, and you are going to feel resentment this week. Be aware of it, be open to it, and allow yourself to process it in a way that will serve you. Don't pretend it doesn't exist and don't run away from it. So there are actually a couple of pieces that I'm going to invite you to participate in to further free this layer. If you are married or with a partner, a life partner, I have two in particular that I want you to participate in this week that I have found to be particularly powerful when you're in a relationship, because our partners are a beautiful mirror for us in feeling resentment. They really bring up a lot of our stuff, and we love them for that. So two things. Number one, I want you to every day this week, has to be every day this week. You're going to have so much fun with this. See, I love putting the fun into the resentment layer. Every day this week, I want you to kiss your husband, your partner, passionately whenever they come in the door, like you did like when you were in high school, like that crazy kind of passionate kiss, not just a peck on the cheek or the forehead, like an awesome kiss. Now, this is what I will share with you. The first couple of times this happens, you're going to get the response of like, almost like WT, no, what, WTF, right? Whatever, what's going on? What are you doing? If this isn't something you typically participate in, your husband's going to be a little bit surprised. Like, what are you doing? He might think like, what do you want? What happened? Is everything okay? Just smile and go about your business. Now, there's a couple of rules to this. This needs to happen immediately when they walk through the door. They can put their stuff down, okay? And if you see them in the morning and you want to do it then, if you and your husband work together from the house, from your house, you can do it in the morning. That's fine when they first get up or get out of the shower. That's a beautiful time as well. However, it works really well if your husband is out from the house and he comes home from work and you're allowing yourself to kiss him passionately. This is before you go into any of the how are the kids, how was the day, how was the, you know, the old default pattern of that, right? You want to surprise them. And you want to do this every day for a week. You don't need to tell them what's going on. You can just tell them that you love them and you'd love to kiss them and it's just something you're enjoying. This will free resentment. Like by day three, your relationship's going to be in a completely new level. So take that from me. That's a really, really powerful exercise. And if you're serious about fully receiving everything that you can from this course, do that. Number two, again, if you're married or have a life partner, I call this husband brag day. So a very, very low vibration that I see women participating in is that they complain about their spouses. What's not going right? Oh, why can't they do this? Or why can't they do that? Or they're doing this wrong. Now, I want you to participate in, for a full day, a husband brag day. Wherever you are, whoever you're talking to, whether it be your mother on the phone, your sister on the phone, maybe you're at the grocery store, maybe you're at the coffee shop, maybe you're getting gas, I want you to brag about your spouse. Now, you might be saying, well, how am I supposed to brag about my spouse when I'm getting gas? Well, maybe something comes up and somebody's in front of you and you say, oh, that just reminds me of my husband. My husband is so thoughtful as well. Or you're talking to your mother-in-law and she starts saying something negative and you say, you know what, I'm just so grateful and so thankful for Dave because he's always so supportive of me and I'm so lucky. Okay, whatever comes to you naturally, your indie loves this. And let me tell you why. It's so honest and genuine, authentic in the moment when you're looking for something to brag about. When it's something not for yourself, bragging about yourself, although there's nothing wrong with that either. When you're looking to try to find the good in someone, and your indie loves this because she sees it all the time. So this is giving her an opportunity to communicate and express things that she sees on a daily basis that typically we shadow with the other piece of complaining. So have fun with this. This is such a freeing exercise, and your friends may start to comment, and your friends may start to do the same thing. Actually see how much you can shift a conversation. If you're with a bunch of your friends and you just say, oh my goodness, I feel just so amazed and so blessed that, you know, my husband did the dishes today, or that my husband's picking up the kids from school, or that my husband, you know, just tells me that he loves me every day, and I'm so lucky to be with him. See how that shifts the dynamics of the entire conversation and see how it begins to lift resentment for everyone. Not that it's your responsibility to shift anyone else's resentment, because it's not. But what I'm sharing with you is this: you can be, allow yourself to be within your indie, a beautiful example for other women. All right, the third one that you can have an opportunity to participate in, and this is regardless of whether you have a spouse or a partner, this is something that, you know, my mom, I remember, used to tell me this. Whenever I used to get in a space of really feeling depressed and angry, she wouldn't say it the way I'm going to say it, but now that I look back at it, this is really her intention. And she would say, well, go, you know, go be with someone less fortunate, or go, you know, go share some time with this person over here. And not from a space of, how do we say this, not from a space of trying to make someone else's situation better or trying to fix someone else's situation, but instead from a space of allowing yourself to receive what's available to you in that moment. So let me share with you what I mean. I want you to pay it forward in three ways. Now, when I say pay it forward, what it is I'm talking about is allowing yourself to gift something to someone else without expecting anything back. And there's a couple rules / regulations for this particular exercise. I strongly suggest that you don't do this with a family member or a friend, because there's this unwritten rule seems to happen in families that if I give something to you, you're supposed to give something to me back. And so there can be some strings attached, even underneath the surface with family members. So I strongly suggest you do this with someone that you don't know. This can be something so simple. We used to, when we lived in Santa Monica, we used to go and pay other people's meters, you know, down the street. It feels so good. And again, this is about you receiving, not about telling the person, you know, I did something for you. Aren't you happy now? Don't you feel better now? You're not taking responsibility for how the other person is feeling. This could be something like paying for somebody's toll behind you, or paying for a cup of coffee for the person behind you in line, or paying if there's somebody on the street that is asking for money and you choose to go ahead and give them some, or if you have a leftover lunch or something on your seat and you're driving on the freeway and there's someone with a homeless sign and you choose to gift them the rest of your leftovers. Now, there's something really interesting that happens here when we do this. It's really important for you to listen to your Indy in this exercise. It's a really good exercise for you to hone into the lightness of your Indy. When I say lightness, I mean how quickly and how softly she speaks. Because our ego will try to talk ourselves out of this. Our ego will say, oh, no, I can't buy a cup of coffee at the person behind me in line because they're going to think I'm hitting on them. Or I can't gift this sandwich to this homeless person because what if he doesn't like turkey? Or what if he, you know, what if he thinks, what if the guy behind me on the freeway thinks I'm ridiculous for handing a sandwich through the window? Our ego will speak up when we do things like this. It's so important for you to follow your intuition, for you to follow through with your Indy and do what it is you're wanting to do in that moment. It frees resentment. So pay it forward in three ways this week. It can be something small. It can be something big. The importance is that it comes from a genuine space. And I want you to be open to this opportunity because it'll show up. I want you to look for this opportunity. It'll show up and your Indy will inspire you to do something that you might not have done, like the sandwich, gifting a sandwich or something else, helping someone out. Maybe somebody falls down in front of you and, you know, your Indy says, help them up. And your ego says, what, I can't stop and help them up. I'm either late or they're going to think I want something from them or, right? Follow your Indy. Stop and help that person and allow yourself to receive the gift that's really there for you, which is freeing the resentment that you're holding. Oh, this is a big week. It's a really strong layer. I encourage you to all go through resentment with ease and grace, to allow yourself to feel the depth of this layer and to really participate in the activities. Allow this to become more of who you are this week and allow it to move and process through you. Next week, we have an incredibly powerful week that we're going to be stepping into as well, an incredibly powerful layer. So for this week, allow yourself to move and process resentment, and I will connect with you. And, you know, remember to fill in the, if you have questions and that kind of thing, you know where you're supposed to go for that, because this is a powerful week. We're starting to get into the momentum of this week. So I am sending you love. Enjoy the rest of your week and allow yourself to process this powerful layer and allow yourself to process it from a space of sensual authenticity. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The moderator. The moderator. The moderator. The moderator. The moderator.